And a very good morning to you. Welcome to our Bird Notes for this Sunday morning. Dwight Davis with you. September 14th marked the anniversary of the birth of John Gould. Who is John Gould, you might ask? Well, you've probably seen reproductions of some of his work. Almost any good antique store or art store has examples. John Gould, born September 14th, 1804, at Lyme Regis in Dorsetshire, was probably the best-known painter of birds in 19th-century Europe. When young, Gould studied taxidermy at Windsor Castle, where his father was foreman of gardeners. A collection of bird skins from the Himalayas, which had recently arrived in London, led to Gould's first published illustrated volumes. In these and all later projects, he received great help and support from his wife, Elizabeth. His five-volume Birds of Europe made him famous and so successful that he and his wife could afford to spend a couple of years in Australia, where Gould collected and drew both birds and mammals, resulting in his most famous work, The Birds of Australia. He was elected a Fellow of the Royal Society in 1843. His life's work includes more than 40 volumes with more than 3,000 colored plates, and his folios have considerable collector value today. He described many new species in numerous scientific papers and helped reclassify many species of hummingbirds. He even worked with Charles Darwin and had a hand in the formulation of the theory of evolution. The bird specimens that Darwin collected during the second voyage of the Beagle were given to Gould for identification. He reported that the birds from the Galapagos Islands, which Darwin had thought were blackbirds and grosbills and finches, were in fact a series of ground finches, which are so peculiar, said Gould, as to form an entirely new group containing 12 species. Even though many people have probably seen reproductions of his plates, Mr. Gould's contribution to bird lore is probably more evident nowadays in pet stores. There is a beautiful finch that carries his name and is very popular as a caged bird. The Gouldian finch was described by Gould in 1844 and named after his wife Elizabeth. It is called the Lady Gouldian finch by some, although Mrs. Gould did not hold the title lady. It's known in America as the rainbow finch or the Gould finch. In Australia, it is always called the Gouldian finch. It is an amazingly colored bird with a large bill, typical of a finch. The face is a bright red, lined with turquoise, the back of the head and the back and the wings olive green, the breast purple or mauve in the females, the belly yellow, the lower back and rump turquoise. The next time you see this striking bird in a pet store, think of ornithologist John Gould, born September 14th, 1804.